On my way to Boston one snowy night for dinner with some mathematician friends, I had a slight scare as I hit some ice on Route 93. I was a bit shaken up, but otherwise fine, and of course as I sat down to dinner I had to tell everyone the story. We then began to trade stories of our scariest experiences. Most of us related other tales of icy roads and bad drivers. But my friend Steve had a very different sort of story. He had been walking in Cambridge near Harvard University along the Charles River on a beautiful fall day, when out of nowhere, a hubcap whizzed by his head, undoubtedly having fallen off one of the cars speeding along nearby Memorial Drive. In Steve's recollection, it was inches from his face and almost decapitated him. The story is, of course, pretty dramatic, but what I remember just as well is Steve's comment, that it made him realize that the geometry of life and death is not a simple one. So often we use geometry to describe experience. Somehow we seem to view ourselves as tiny points moving through the space of all possible experiences, where our lives trace out long serpentine paths which curl round and round like the tail of a windblown kite. Lives intersect, run in circles, or move in parallel. Things take a turn for the worse or the better. We are well-rounded, rough around the edges, or even square. Ultimately, the paths that we trace out must end up looking like the result of a child's etch-a-sketch, and they are just as ephemeral. One quick shake, the picture disappears, and one game ends, leaving another to begin. There are lots of different geometries that mathematicians consider, and Steve's point was that a geometry of life is not a simple one like the geometry of perfect lines, planes, and angles of the blocks of our childhood. This idealized geometry was originally invented by the ancient Egyptians and Babylonians, before being more fully thought out by the Greek mathematician Euclid. Like much of early science, this Euclidean geometry is in some ways a reflection of a time when man still thought it possible to easily categorize the world. But we know that any map of possible experiences is not easily divided up like your favorite patchwork quilt into simple regions of varying degrees of safety or danger, easily navigated to steer clear of trouble spots. Just take a look outside your window. Even at first blush, the geometry of the world around us is clearly not that of Euclid's. The jagged edges that outline the trees, mountains, and clouds cannot be accurately described by simple lines and curves. Even look more closely at those children's blocks. The smooth planes soon give way to a complicated sponge-like cell structure, also outside the realm of Euclidean description. Turn your lens in the other direction, and similarly, the galaxies and nebulae above us seem to have an infinite complexity. Each of these physical phenomena are instead well described by something called fractal geometry, a non-Euclidean geometry invented in the 1970s by Benoit Mandelbrot, a mathematician at IBM. The word fractal is derived from a Latin word meaning to create irregular fragments. Fractal geometry provides tools for measuring the degree of irregularity of an object, and in doing so ascribes a certain type of order to even the most chaotic-looking thing. Conversely, the fractal geometry also provides a way to create the chaos of nature, and is used in computer graphics to make realistic-looking pictures of landscapes and oceans. The Greeks believed that Euclid's perfect shapes represented an objective truth of which we limited human beings could only perceive an imperfect shadow. But, as we discussed over dinner that night, it seemed to us that the Greeks had it backwards, that truth is what is all around us. Life is fractal, more like a complicated piece of coral, full of unsuspected cracks and crevices, regions where the shortest path between two points is not necessarily a straight line, where sometimes things that can be seen still can't be reached, where islands of safety can be pockmarked by unseen holes of danger, all described by a geometry far from Euclid, but closer to the truth. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.